Radio Renegade, with your host, Christian from Philly, brought to you by WorldGenerationPodcastNetwork.com, and in part by WrestleCorp.com. And now, Radio Renegade.
Welcome, motherfuckers. Welcome to Radio Renegade, where we are in the precipice for tonight, because tomorrow night it is Summer Scam, the biggest scam of the summer. Joining me, as always, is my co-star and co-host, ladies and gentlemen, Minister of Sinister.
Hey, what's up, everybody? How's it going? Not to be outdone by the heelish Christian. What's going on, motherfuckers?
So tomorrow is Summer Scam, Minister. The biggest scam of the summer.
Yeah, tomorrow, man. So did you watch, what about tonight, man? Was the NXT TakeOver, did you check that out?
Oh, yeah, I did check it out, and no title changes tonight. Everybody retained. Johnny Gargano and Adam Cole had a great match, 2 out of 3 falls. The first fall was a regular match. The second fall was a street fight, and the third fall was a steel cage match, all in which Adam Cole successfully retained his world title. So that means that maybe the rumors are true that Johnny Gargano is going to the main roster. And if he does go to the main roster, his career is fucking dead.
Yeah, what do you think? What do you think will happen? Give us some early insights. What do you think will happen if he goes to the main roster? What are they going to do with him?
Johnny's going to feud with Dolph Ziggler. That's going to be his first feud. I'm calling it right now.
Yeah. That sounds about right, too.
But enough about NXT. Let's get on to the real fucking show. That is Radio Renegade, where people have been speculating on who he's been attacking Roman Reigns and all that shit. And people have been rumoring the obvious choices, Eric Rowan and Daniel Bryan. But I have a different person in mind, whoever is attacking Roman Reigns. And this one's the interesting one. Are you ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
For the main suspect. The main suspect, who I personally believe, I could be wrong, but the person who I believe is attacking Roman Reigns is none other than Cedric Alexander.
Cedric Alexander?
Yes.
Cedric Alexander?
Yeah.
Damn. Why would Cedric Alexander be attacking Roman Reigns?
Well, here's the clues. The clues have been sprinkled in throughout the weeks of television. First of all, people spotted Buddy Murphy backstage when the first incident occurred on SmackDown, the end of SmackDown. Buddy was walking backstage. If you people don't know, Buddy and Cedric had a long feud in 205 Live. So maybe that was part of Cedric's plan to frame Buddy Murphy as the first suspect. Number two, Samoa Joe was also getting framed by Cedric as suspect number two. Why? Well, if you guys don't know, there was a fatal four-way match for the number one contendership against AJ Styles for the U.S. title belt. And Cedric was in it, and fucking Joe was in it. And Joe cost Cedric the match, but Joe didn't win it. So maybe because of that number one contendership match, Cedric wanted to get back at Joe. So that's clue number two. And the definitive proof is this. There's the incident where Cedric disguised himself as an old man and helped Roman against Drew and Shane on Raw. And the past weeks, we've never gotten an explanation as to why Cedric was doing this for. until now, I have the number one motive as to why Cedric is doing this, why he's interfering with Roman Reigns, why he's associating with him, and why he's been attacking him. The number one motive is this: attention. He wants attention. He wants to make an impact. He wants to get his name all over the wrestling business. So what better way to get your name out there, to be associated with the biggest dog, so to speak, in the WWE right now, the top guy, Roman Reigns. So that is why I'm here to say that Cedric Alexander is the prime suspect.
Wow, well, that is quite shocking. As you can hear, the crowd is they're baffled. They're baffled by this, as am I. And what do you think? What about if they throw a curveball at you and it was, somebody out of left field, somebody coming back from injury? Have you ever thought of that?
Well, I did have another prime suspect, but this one is a bit crazy. This one is another case where it's an invasion and the legends are invading the WWE. And that
a legend
did it against Roman. Yes, a legend. Here's why. For 3 weeks now, people are still talking about the Raw reunion. In fact, if you go on YouTube right now, they've just uploaded a video about Dolph Ziggler's anti-legend crusade. And again, they brought back the Raw reunion. And I remembered something before Raw reunion went on the air, that Hulk Hogan himself went on Twitter and said, "What if the legends decide to take over the show?" And I've noticed that this past week on Monday, there were 5 legends on that show. Trish, Shawn, Kurt, Triple H, who else? Goldberg. Why would 5 legends be on one show altogether? Which makes me think that the legends are invading WWE. And they're doing it right now. It's an invasion 2.0.
Wow. So what was the initial quote that made you initially start thinking about this?
Hulk Hogan tweeted that maybe the legends should take over the show. Because, Minister, You saw Raw. You finally got finished watching Raw this week, and you have to notice that there was more legends than usual that night.
I did. You know, you started pointing it out, and I was like, "Holy shit! You're absolutely right. The bunch of fucking legends on Raw. It felt like a hangover from the reunion, kind of."
And look, It's already starting. We're having Trish Stratus versus Charlotte. The invasion is already happening.
Wow. Indeed.
And plus, it all started with Extreme Rules because of one guy, The Undertaker. Undertaker, for as this day, still hasn't explained why he interfered with Roman Reigns and Shane McMahon and Drew McIntyre. Maybe because he's in on it. And if you think about it, Brock Lesnar has been strangely showing up more often than usual. And he's technically a legend.
We certainly have you have our audience thinking, and me as well. I mean, this is certainly something to look into, or something to delve into a little bit. I mean, shit, man, you could be onto something, bro.
Brock Lesnar has been showing up a lot recently. 2 weeks in a row, that's suspect. That is suspicious.
You know, before we move on, Yeah, I noticed, you know, they're doing a lot of different things, okay, which caught my interest. I regret not watching it last week after, but I did see the beatdown that they put on Seth Rollins. That was a badass beatdown. I hadn't seen a beatdown like that in a while. They did the whole routine where, you know, the internal bleeding and shit, and of course the stretcher job at the end where they had him on the freaking stretcher and they were carting him out, and then Lesnar went and beat him up some more. A bunch of F5s, multiple F5s, followed through by another beatdown this week, no less. Then you had the incident with Roman Reigns where the freaking the lighting truss rods fell on him with a bunch of cases and just a bunch of equipment fell on him, lighting trusses and stuff last week. And then this week you had the which I was able to catch this week. This week you had the car that attacked him while Big Joe was about to go beat him down. And so that was quite interesting as well. So, and we still don't know who it is, but the suspects are lining up. So this is turning into kind of, well, it screams of 2003, 2004. Isn't that when they were using a lot of cars?
Yeah.
A lot of stuff? I mean, and then it finally ended, what, in 2006, 2000, when they blew up the limo? When they blew
and
up
if
the
I
limo.
Have to... And if I had to name a legend who ran over Roman Reigns, I know of only one legend that could do it. One legend that could have done it.
Roddy Piper?
One legend. No, Roddy Piper's dead.
I know, bro. I know.
I know. One.
Who do you think? Oh,
why?
Calm down, people. Calm down, people. I was joking, okay?
Why? His own family, of course. I'm talking about The Rock.
The Rock?
The Rock.
Could it be because he's dropping the ball and he's not doing it right? He's going to have to come in and show the young pup how it's done?
No.
Turn heel on fucking on Roman?
No. It's because they were both in the Fast and the Furious movie, and there's been rumors that he's going to face Roman at WrestleMania. That's why.
The almighty dollar?
Yeah.
Huh.
I know those fucking driving fast movements anywhere. I know that's a fucking Rock. I've seen a lot of Fast and the Furious to know who driving skills those belong to.
Wow. Man, that, you know, and so then they do a big invasion storyline where, you know, it turns into a big thing. They come back.
Yeah.
These old legends come back, get the titles and shit. Really? You think they would do that?
Yeah. Well, they won't get the titles. They would just beat people up.
Yeah. I would like to see them beat people up, but I don't know about titles, yeah.
No, they wouldn't get the title. But enough about that. We're just going to talk about fucking the show now. And what better way to start off with a fucking legend of his own right. Tonight starts with missed booking opportunities, and the first contender of this evening is a legend of his own right. Well, his family, after all. Chavo Guerrero's WWE run. What can we say about Chavo Guerrero, Minister? He was a good wrestler, a decent wrestler, but he could never fill in the shoes of his uncle. He had boring characters. He had a boring character in WCW. And then he had another character as a fucking G.I. Joe ripoff in WCW. And then when he finally made it to WWE, he was still a boring piece of shit. He was still a big, boring piece of shit. Until he finally turned heel against Eddie. But it was still fucking boring. And then he decided to be serious and won the Cruiserweight title. But he was still a big, boring piece of shit. All in all, at the end of the day, Chavo Guerrero was a boring piece of shit. Minister, what can you say about this boring piece of shit?
You know, the only time I really cared for anything that he did was post-Chavo Guerrero, Eddie Guerrero, was after Eddie had already passed. I thought that Chavo was entertaining. Not to say that he was still not boring. He was still boring, but he was the most entertaining, at least to me, when he was doing that stuff with Vicky.
He's still a big porn piece of shit.
He was still the butt of the jokes and stuff, but you know, this time he had Vicky with him. So, but yeah, Chavo Guerrero, man. I mean, you know, you can only do so much, and you can only carry a name so much. You know, until people, you know, you can only live off of your family name so long, dude. You know, if you either have it or you don't. And I mean, you know, he was good enough to get by. He had TV time, but that's not to say he wasn't boring. He had a lot of TV time, you know what I mean? But he could have probably made do with his time better.
Minister, don't forget about Kevin White.
Kerwin White?
Yeah, don't forget about Kerwin White.
Well, that was kind of funny, actually.
I thought it was a piece of shit. Because, A, it's Hispanic. Why is he acting like a white guy? And B, that's totally disrespectful. That's totally disrespectful to him because that told him. That told him the WWE never took him seriously. The only good thing about Kerwin White was this theme song.
I take my coffee by the pool.
Yeah, man, what the fuck was he thinking? He was Dolph Ziggler's golfer, right? Golf caddy?
No. He was his own golf caddy.
Oh, he was his own golf caddy. Okay, yeah. He was a golf caddy or some shit, Kerwin White.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought, you know, they fucking...
buried him.
They could never get away with that today. How long did... That was short-lived, too, though. How long did it last? Do you know?
It only lasted like a few months. A month, because Eddie Guerrero passed away, they ended it. Thank God.
Yeah.
But...
Yeah, he was wearing the fucking sweater and shit, acting like a fucking douche. Oh my god.
Yeah. Well, enough about that. Let's talk about another piece of shit. Let's talk about another tag team that failed miserably in the main roster. America Alpha. I bet you some people don't even remember this team. I do, and it fucking failed. People have been saying, oh, fuck me, dude. Have you heard about fucking American Alpha? They're like a fucking great tag team. They're going to make it big in the main roster. Motherfuckers, they only won the SmackDown titles the only time, and then that's it. Other than that, they got split off. And look where their careers are. Both teams are both... It's very rare that... You know that when a tag team starts, one member is Shawn Michaels, and the other is the Marty Jannetty. But in this case, it's super rare that both members are the Marty Jannettys. One member got his fucking neck hurt that his career ended, and the other is in obscurity. It's so rare, Minister, that both team members are both Marty Jannetty.
Yeah. It is. I mean, you know, it's a rare thing. It is a rare thing. I'm going to tell you something, man. I'm going to be very completely honest with you. I was looking over the material for the show today, and I saw that American Alpha. I could not even remember who the fuck they were, bro. That's how unforgettable they were.
Well,
I had to look them up.
Piece of shit.
I had to look them up, and then I looked them up, and well, you know, of course, that was short lived too. But in reality, I mean, where were they going to go with this? Where would Jason Jordan be right now? And in reality,
Kurt Angle's back. Be still be Kurt Angle's dad and then turn heel probably.
And what would have happened with the other guy?
No, I think he'll get released. He would have gotten released. He would have gotten released.
Is he still around?
Yeah, he's still around. He looks like a fucking jobber.
Yeah. Chad fucking Gable.
He is one ugly motherfucker. Chad Gable is one of the ugliest guys. And his fucking body is fucking ugly, dude. Holy shit, that looks disgusting.
He's fucking built like a shit brick house.
Yeah.
A shit brick house. Oh, I'm looking at a picture of him right now as an Olympic athlete. As an Olympic athlete, I guess. Was he an Olympian?
I have no idea.
I'll be damned. Chad Gable discusses his experience as an Olympic athlete. How about that?
Well, then why couldn't he be Kurt Angle's son then?
Because maybe, just maybe, maybe you haven't thought about it, but maybe, just maybe, Chad Gable was going to have the role of, it should have been me. It should have been me with Jason fucking Jordan. I was the one. It should have been my kayfabe role.
Oh,
it should
God,
have been
no.
my role.
Oh, God, no.
They would have ruined kayfabe forever, even more so.
Oh, God, no.
Chad
but
fucking Gable. So Jason Jordan, is he still producing, though?
I have
no
idea. I have no idea.
Here, I'm going to find out real quick before we move on.
No,
I don't want to move on.
I have no idea. Nor I care about Jason Jordan.
I'm going to see. He has not wrestled. They're just saying that it was reported he was hired as a producer.
Yeah, but producing what exactly?
Well, what they do is they produce segments. These fucking segments that you see on television, they come up with them. Just like we come up with these shows, come up with these segments.
he should get fired. Can't be good in a singles in a wrestling career and can't be good as a fucking producer. Fire him.
His name is Nathan Everhart. He should have been in the Hart Foundation.
Oh,
wait a minute. That's Jason Jordan. Yeah, Jason Jordan is Nathan Everhart.
How would that have worked out?
No. He should have been fucking just exactly as he was, Kurt Angle's son, and the other guy should have ended up in the Hart Foundation. And then they could have done a role reversal of it should have been me on each other.
Yeah.
It should have been me. I should have been in the Hart Foundation. My last name is Everhart. And the other guy would have been like, well, it should have been me. I should have been Kurt Angle's son. I was the Olympian. The fuck out of here. All right. You can, I've killed that, man. You can move on.
Yeah. They both died in obscurity. Up next, and speaking of Team Angle, this segues perfectly to Shelton Benjamin's failed WWE second run. When people were saying Shelton Benjamin was coming back to SmackDown, everybody was so fucking hyped for it. But look at him now. Look at this fucking loser now. He's over here fucking cutting fucking backstage promos like a fucking clown. And he hasn't done zilch except, oh wait, he did do something. He tag teamed with fucking Chad Gable in a pointless fucking tag team for nothing. He didn't even win a title. Fuck out of here, dude. Why is Shelton Benjamin even back here anyway? His wrestling sucks since coming back to WWE. He doesn't do all those high-flying shits anymore. You know, when you think of fucking Shelton Benjamin versus Seth Rollins, you think you would get a fucking great match with some high-flying action and shit. But no, all you fucking get is fucking rest holds, fucking arm bars, fucking suicide dive, and fucking punches and kicks. That's all you get. Get the fuck out of here, dude. What a disgrace. What a disgrace of a second run. Fucking hell. Minister, what was your reaction of hearing that this bum was coming back?
Yeah, man, I got to tell you, bro, you're on point, man. Down, boy, down. You're clearly on point with that, dude. I mean, you know, he could have made this great, man. You're absolutely right, dude. Seen this fucking match, rest hold after rest hold. This is Shelton freaking Benjamin, man. We all know he can go. And so, yeah, it's, you know, I don't know, man. I don't know if they're telling him to cool it down. If they told him, I don't know, dude. How could that be? Why would they have such
a tame
match like that?
Cool down what? Everybody does the fucking rest holds in this fucking matches on SmackDown. Boring. Do some high-flying shit. Fuck's sakes, dude. This is fucking Shelton Benjamin and Seth Rollins. They got over because they did those high-flying shit. Now they're just doing fucking rest holds, arm bars, punches and shit. It's boring.
That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm saying. Why are they fucking having them do these fucking horrible matches? It can't be Rollins and fucking Benjamin saying, hey, let's go out there and have a shit match where we just fucking do rest hold after rest hold. You think they want to go out there and do that? Hell no.
No.
It's got to be the fucking producers, the goddamn Jason Jordans of the world, the fucking Fit Finley. Ooh.
Fuck Finley. He's bitter. He knows he didn't have a good fucking wrestling career, so that's why he's sabotaging all the other people. Fuck him.
Yeah.
Whatever. Now we have what the fuck moments. What the fuck moments is the NWO joke members. I don't think people understand what that means. I'm talking about members who shouldn't have been in the NWO in the first place. There were a lot of good members in the NWO, but there were some members that shouldn't have been.
Yeah. You're absolutely right, Christian. I was, you know, coming up with the show. Well, you come up with it, but I was, you know, putting it in, you know, making it up, right, to where you see what you see. And I'm like, joke members, should I change this? And then I thought, nah, people should probably know that they were a fucking joke. A lot of them were a fucking joke, these fucking
what the
members.
Fuck?
A lot of them had no fucking business being in the NWO. They turned it into a fucking mockery of itself. It was fucking
shit
there at the end, dude.
Let me show you the list. I have the list of the members right here. I'm going to pull it up in a minute. The list of joke NWO members I could count. Okay, here we go. Here's the fucking list. I'm trying to find it. Oh, here it is. All right. Let's see. Michael Wall Street.
Michael fucking Wall Street, please. Who the fuck is that?
Scott Norton.
Was Michael Wall Street a fucking protege of fucking IRS or some shit?
I have no idea. Probably.
Michael fucking Wall Street.
This is madness.
Masahiro Chono. Masahiro Chono.
Oh my God, who the hell cares?
Who the fuck is that guy?
A Japanese wrestler.
Obviously.
Tenzin.
Exactly.
Tenzin. Tenzin.
Wow.
Louis Spigoli.
Oh my God. Louis Spigoli?
Let's see. Nick Patrick. That's a fucking referee, by the way.
Yeah, I remember him as a referee. Get the fuck out of here.
Let's see. Well, I still got more. So I got more on the list. Dennis Rodman.
Oh my God.
Wow.
He was in the celebrity wing.
Yeah.
The celebrity wing of the NWO.
Barry Windham.
Barry fucking Windham. I remember Barry Windham.
Oh, this one's my fucking personal favorite. Sarcastic. Horace Hogan.
Wow. Oh, shit. Horace fucking Hogan.
Fuck this shit, I'm out. Fuck
the
this
disciple.
Shit, I'm out.
The Disciple. The Disciple. A.K.A. Brutus the Barber Beefcake.
Oh, God.
Brian Adams.
Brian Adams.
Oh my God, who the hell cares?
Oh, this one's fucking good. Stevie Ray.
Stevie fucking Ray.
Show Dick some respect.
Stevie Ray?
See, there's more. Yeah, there's Stevie Ray. Yeah, Booker T's brother, Stevie Ray, the leader of the NWO.
Oh, please, will you stop?
Oh, this one. This one's fucking good. Disco Inferno.
Oh, please, will you stop?
Disco Inferno. Even Mean Gene's coming out for that one.
This one's good. David Flair.
Woo!
Rick Flair's son.
Woo!
That blonde bitch. Fucking Tori Wilson.
The blonde bitch?
Tori Wilson. That bitch doesn't deserve to be a Hall of Famer, in my opinion. Let's see. Wow. Jeff Jarrett.
Who?
Jeff Jarrett.
How you doing?
Jeff fucking Jarrett.
Ooh. Ron and Don Harris.
Who the fuck are they?
Yeah. I have no idea. Ooh. Another fucking referee, Mark Johnson.
Mark Johnson? the fuck out
Pamela
of here.
Bullsock. Pamela Bullsock.
Nobody knows who these people are.
Eileen Buck.
Damn, these are all NWO members?
Yeah. April Hunter.
Damn.
Madeja.
Fuck, man.
Now,
they were. What the fuck were they doing with this? Has anybody asked fucking Bischoff and them what the fuck they were doing with all these fucking nobodies in NWO?
Oh, but bro, I'm not done yet. There's more. Then we're going to the Japan side. Hiro Sato. Hiroyoshi Tenzin. NWO Sting, the fake Sting. Tatsutoshi Goto. Michiyoshi Ora. Big Titan. Akira and Satoshi Kojima. Wow. That's all the fucking joke members. Oh wait, no, there's more. I forgot about the celebrity members. Kylie Petter, a NASCAR driver. Paul Gilmartin. From Dinner and a Movie. And Claude Main. And ladies and gentlemen, that's it. That's all the fucking joke NWO members.
Man, that's fucked up. That was
How
really
many
fucked
was
up.
That?
Who the hell cares?
Man, I really don't know, dude. It had to be a lot. You had to have read off 40 names, at least.
40 or 50 joke NWO members. What the fuck? What a joke. Well, Minister, what's your reaction after hearing all these fucking members one by one listed?
Yeah, well, we're not going to go through that list again, that's for sure. But my reaction is, yeah, man, they were completely out of control there at the end. Were they trying to make it like, you know, were they trying to be pioneers of social media where, like, everybody can be included? You know, one of those things, like, everybody can be NWO.
It looked like it, yeah. It looked like it, yeah.
Anybody can be NWO. Fuck it, I was in the NWO. In my mind, I was in the NWO back then. Until it started. I mean, I was in the NWO when it was cool, man.
Yeah. Oh, there's
yeah.
There's different.
And then I had to leave, dude. It got too much.
There's different kinds. NWO, NWO Wolfpack, NWO Black and White, NWO Elite, LWO, NWO Black and Silver.
Yeah, there was a lot of
Boo-boo. Oh no, Boo-boo has joined the NWO.
But
okay,
what about
Boo-boo
the Ranger? Hey, let me ask you though, which NWO were you representing?
I was representing Kevin Nash. I always thought he was the coolest one. He was the coolest one.
So it's safe to say that you were in the Wolf Pack.
Yeah.
Wolf Pack is back over mass destruction.
That's true. That's my NWO too. Those are the guys I represented. That's what you hear on these shows all the time. NWO Wolfpack. Those were the guys I represented. You're absolutely right. Kevin Nash was the coolest. I had long hair just like Kevin Nash and everything. I had my chick calling me Big Sexy and everything. I believed I was Kevin Nash, damn it.
Yeah.
But in all seriousness,
Yeah, man, that's
all right. So next, what the fuck moment is really the most serious one, right?
Oh God!
Not a lot of people know this.
Oh Lord!
Shawn Michaels gets Marty Jannetty fired. So
what the fuck?
This is when Shawn Michaels was a real fucking dick. Like the
a piece of shit.
Wrestling. Yes. The biggest piece of shit wrestler ever, right? After the Rockets breakup.
Yeah, he really was.
And this was during when Shawn Michaels was the IC champion. So, what happened was this. There was a backstage incident where Marty Jannetty was just sleeping backstage, right? He was just laying down in the locker, just sleeping, just taking a nap, right? So
yeah,
that I want you to guess what Sean did, Minister, first before I reveal it.
He got Marty Jannetty fired.
Yes, I want you to guess how before I reveal it.
Oh, man. I'm going to say that he went to Vince McMahon like a little bitch and fucking told him it's him or me.
No. You're close. But no, this is the most fucked up one. You're close. This is more fucked up than you realize. So, Sean did go to Vince McMahon and told him that Marty was taking drugs, and that got him fired.
Oh, and he wasn't?
No, he wasn't. He was just taking a nap.
No, wait, but I'm talking about Marty Shawn Michaels wasn't taking drugs?
No.
I don't know, man. I think Shawn Michaels was taking drugs at the time.
No, Shawn purposely got Marty fired. Shawn said to Vince that he lied to Vince about it. And he got Marty fired.
Wow.
So, yeah.
What a piece of shit.
That's horrible. That's horrible.
He probably had a lot of reckoning. He had to deal with that, you know, because now he's all Christian and shit, so.
He got punished for it. Not only did Marty got rehired, but Marty beat Shawn for his IC title belt on Monday Night Raw.
But still, the repercussions were massive. I mean, Jannetty went into practically went into obscurity.
Yeah.
While Michaels' career fucking took off.
Yeah. So, the next what the fuck moment has involved TNA now. Joker's Sting. Do you know what Joker's Sting is?
Man, I do, and I have. Oh, God.
What the fuck?
Fucking guy, fucking 40-something year old man, dressing as a fucking insane asylum fucking patient with fucking makeup, cutting promos saying, I'm gonna put on my boots. I'm gonna put on my boots. and I'm gonna wrestle ya. Ta-ta for now, motherfucker. What the fuck was that? Fucking retarded. That was awesome.
Yeah, man. TNA and Sting, they were in a bad place.
Lowest point of his fucking career. Like, what the fuck are you doing, bro?
In a bad fucking place, bro. A fucking... do you wish you could have personally... No, you would have personally known Sting and, you know, maybe you told him, bro, don't go through with this, bro.
Don't.
It's going to be shit, bro.
You're tarnishing your legacy.
Sometimes, man, somebody needs to tell these people, man. Somebody needs to tell them, hey, bro, that's enough already.
You look like a piece of shit. You look like a fucking retard. What a sandwich. Someone should really slap the taste out of your mouth. I'm not talking figuratively. I'm talking physically. Somebody should slap the shit out of you.
I agree.
Beat you back into reality, bro. Someone should beat the shit out of you.
Oh, shit.
Steve, what are you doing? Steve, what are you doing?
Right? Mr. Borden, please. It's enough already.
What are you doing? Fucking, it's bad enough that Jeff Hardy incident with Victory Road. Now you're doing this
Steve,
shit.
Mr. Borden, this isn't fun anymore.
What the fuck?
This isn't fun anymore, Sting.
No, it's not. It's not, you fucking bum. You look like a bum. Yeah. Well, we're almost there to the predictions. Here we go. What if scenarios? What if the Alliance won the Survivor Series match? Like, what if the Alliance won control to the WWF? What then, Minister?
Well, the Alliance. Oh yeah, this. What if they would have won? What now?
Well, what if they won the Survivor Series match to take control of WWE?
Oh yeah, that. Well, you know, man. First of all, we have to mention that it was never going to happen, but.
No,
I mean, it would have never happened, but if it would have, this is what if scenarios. So it would have been bigger shit. It would have been horrible, dude. I can't see it being anything good, dude. I mean, you had characters like fucking. Well, that's where Nick Patrick and wasn't he in the fucking Alliance? You had fucking Lance Storm.
Yeah.
Hugh Morris.
Yeah. No.
Fucking
erection.
Mike Awesome.
No, erection. Because that's what he wanted to call himself. Erection.
Erection. Oh my God. Hugh Morris wanted to call himself Erection. Is that what you're telling me?
Yeah, in WCW, you put a promo saying, "For now on, I'm no longer Hugh Morris. Hugh Morris was my slave name. For now on, you're gonna call me Erection."
Yeah, it wouldn't have not been good. I would not have enjoyed it.
No.
It would have.
And then
come on,
if
man,
they would have won, then. if they would have won, then the storyline would have dragged out all the way to WrestleMania.
Oh, yeah. It would have been another year.
Yeah. Fuck out of here, no. Anyway. Anyway.
Wasn't Stephanie the owner of ECW back then? Quote unquote owner?
Yeah, that fucking bitch. Anyway. What if
The list of the fucking members of the Alliance, they had a fucking bunch of doozies too.
Yeah. I'm going to add that tonight right now, actually. That's the fucking segment.
Some bonus content.
Bonus content for what the fuck moments. All the members of the fucking Alliance. Ding, ding, ding. Ding, ding, ding.
It really was, man. It was a fucking big clusterfuck of people. I hope they do not do some shit like that and repeat, bro. You know how fucking history repeats itself, man. I hope they don't have some shit like that.
Ding, 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 ding. Here we fucking go.
You want some ding, ding, ding music? Or what? I don't think
I
have it.
Here we go.
All right, let's go.
Here we go. Here, fucking list. Billy Kidman. This is how it's going to work,
Billy,
ladies and gentlemen.
Billy fucking Kidman.
Every time I mention a name, Minister is going to react to it. And whatever reaction is going to get, you're going to get. So the first person is Billy Kidman, Minister.
A joke.
Booker T.
Yeah.
Booker T. Wow.
Wow.
I didn't remember until you just now mentioned it, but yeah, Booker T. He was amongst the one of the founding members, I guess, huh?
Yes.
The leader.
Bubba Ray Dudley. Yeah, the first leader. Bubba Ray Dudley.
Okay, he had some, you know, he had a little bit of clout. He was Bubba Ray. Bubba Ray, he was still a Dudley, but still he was Bubba Ray. You know, he had some clout.
Chris Canyon.
No, man, I never could buy into this fucking Chris Canyon. Get the fuck out of here.
This one you might even not remember, and I don't blame you. Christian.
Yeah, it had all gone to shit by then.
Christian, yeah.
Yeah,
Diamond Dallas Page.
Yeah, it had already gone all to shit by the time Christian joined in. Diamond Dallas Page, well, you know, he was Diamond Dallas Page.
Yeah.
So he had clout.
Devon Dudley.
You know, the other part of the Dudleys, he had clout, you know, so we'll give him that.
The Hurricane.
Hurricane?
Yeah.
What was he there to provide comedy relief?
No,
was he there to provide comedy relief?
How stupid you sound.
Yeah. No, he was actually a wrestler. No, he was actually a serious wrestler.
I know he was, but I was just making fun of him. But yeah, Hurricane,
Ivory.
You know. What did you think about the Hurricane?
Well, I thought he was okay. I thought he was a great character.
Okay. Yeah, I did too. I did too. I that's why I said, was he, you know, I found him humorous and stuff. So that's why I said, was he there to provide comedy relief to these guys? Yeah, I thought he was a cool cat. I like the Hurricane. Ivory, though?
Ivory.
In a mentor role? Get the fuck out of here. The fuck out of here. I'm not jazz. You know. Jazz too, not to be outdone by Ivory. She came in at the very end. She came in at the very end to pick up the scraps, bro.
Yeah. Just incredible.
Oh, hell, though.
That rat-faced Fink.
Yeah, that fucking... just fucking incredible. Get the fuck out of here.
Lance Storm.
Man.
Oh, don't forget Mighty Molly.
Mighty fucking Molly, the one of the Dudleys, is that?
No, Molly Holly.
Oh yeah. Mighty Molly.
Mike Awesome.
Oh hell. No, he was terrible. Nothing awesome about him. Was he related? Was he the father of the Miz? You know,
no.
Miz is awesome and his name is Mike. Did the Miz steal his character from Mike Awesome? Oh my God.
Could I have no idea.
The Miz have been somehow fucking ripping off Mike Awesome?
Probably. Mike Sanders.
Shit. Who the fuck
Mike,
is he?
I don't fucking know. Raven.
Yeah. Well, you know, he was the Raven already. He had his clout.
Here comes another nobody. Reno.
Yeah.
It says here he worked on Dark Matches as a member, part of Team WCW in the HWA.
The HWA.
It also says the same thing for Mike Sanders.
Yeah, what is the HWA, I wonder?
I have no idea. Rhino.
You know, he made a name for himself. He was, you know.
Though, he was suspended by Shane, did not return until after Survivor Series.
Oh, hell.
Here's the most popular one, actually. RVD.
Rob Van fucking Dam.
The most
Pot
popular
smoker
member
himself.
Of the Alliance. Yeah. Sean O'Hare.
The name rings a bell, but I can't seem to remember this guy.
He's the one who was with Roddy Piper in 2003.
Oh, yeah.
Or if you want to remember, just call him Chuck Palumbo, because that's who he was.
Ah, fuck yeah, now I know. Now I'm Chuck fucking Palumbo.
Something. Sean Stasiak.
Sean fucking Stasiak, I remember that guy.
Stacy Keebler.
Now that's an ass. That's some long legs right there that lead up to a nice little ass.
Steven Richards.
Stevie, is that fucking Stevie Richards? Yes.
Yes, Steven Richards.
He was Steven Richards at the time.
Yeah. Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Stone Cold.
That one's a fucking man. That's a fucking mess right there. Test.
Fucking Test. Andrew Test Martin.
Yeah. Tommy Dreamer.
Tommy fucking Dreamer. I'll be damned.
William Regal.
And fucking William Regal, their commissioner. He was like their commissioner, right?
Yeah, here's more. Arn Anderson.
Oh, yeah, well, they had like fucking...
a commentator.
Wow. Yes.
But
they had their
one
own commentators and shit.
For one night only.
Own referee and shit.
Oh, here's the referees. Billy Silverman. Brian Herbert.
Hebner.
Brian Hebner, yeah. Charles Robinson.
Little Nate.
Stone Cold. Yeah, Stone Cold's little ex-wife, Deborah. And Nick Patrick. Paul Heyman. Scott Hudson. Shane McMahon. Stephanie McMahon. And Terry.
Terry. That was Goldust's ex-wife.
Yeah. Brian Adams.
Oh, God, there's more.
Brian Clark. Buff Bagwell. Chavo Guerrero. Chuck Palumbo.
Wait a minute, he was in there twice?
No, actually, I made a mistake. Sean O'Hara was one character. Chuck Palumbo was another guy altogether. But you can't blame me. They all look the same to me.
All them white guys look the same.
Erection. I mean, you, Morris.
You fucking Morris.
Johnny Stempoli. Kaz Hayashi.
Kaz?
Yeah. Hayashi. It's a Japanese
Hayashi.
Wrestler.
Yeah. Not to be mistaken with Kaz. Kazarian.
Kurt Angle.
Kurt fucking Angle?
Yeah. He was technically he's not a member. He was a mole for the WWE. He was a spy.
Yeah.
Mark Jindrak. Taz. And Tori Wilson.
Damn. And
that's it.
No more. You're not gonna fucking.
No,
oh,
that's it.
Thank God. Oh,
those are all the fucking members of the Alliance. Holy fucking shit.
Wow.
That was painful to read.
Yeah.
I imagine, dude. That was a lot of fucking people.
So, Minister, what's your reaction?
Yeah, my reaction. I can't believe I knew as many as I did.
Fucking awful.
It is.
All right, so let's move on to... Yeah. What if scenarios? What if Triple H never formed DX or Evolution?
Well, I think we as fans would have suffered.
Yeah.
I thought I was DX too.
Not only us fans, but I think Triple H would have suffered too because he would have gone nowhere without DX Revolution.
He would have. I mean, even when he was in DX, I had to fucking wind that shit up, bro. had to crank that shit and get it going. But even when he was in fucking DX, bro, when he started out, man, I can remember one time I went to a fucking event and I had a sign and it had nothing but Z's. It was all Z's on it, bro. And it was specifically for Triple H, who is one of my favorites and has since grown into one of my favorites, bro. I mean, he's one of my all-time favorites now. But at the time, he was struggling on that mic. He was really bad, bro.
He should stop wrestling, though. He should stop wrestling, though.
Well, he's in that conversation where, you know, one of us needs to reach out to him and have that conversation with him, bro. Hey, bro.
Yeah, needs to figure it. No, literally, physically. They need to physically slap the fucking shit in his face. Just like what they did for Sting, they need to do it for Triple H. Paul,
let me tell you something.
Stop the fuck. This isn't your time no more. Shut the fuck up and stay at home, fucker. Look, they literally try to make him go to his ear and whisper something to him, only to get the BAM slap.
Paul, listen, man, you gotta step down.
Enough about that. What if scenario? What if Stone Cold never turned heel in 2001? Good. He should have never done it in the first place. Nobody wanted it. Nobody needed it. End of story. And I don't care if Stone Cold himself wanted to turn heel. It did not fucking work.
So gauging by your reaction, how would you have felt had Cena turned heel?
He was already heel when he came to the WWE, and he was still fucking boring. What makes you think he turns heel now with Fifth anything? It's too late for him to turn heel.
No, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about like in 2010 or 2014 even.
He's too boring to pull it off.
But what if we're in what if scenarios? And I know we're not talking about John Cena, but that's my comparison. How do you think he would have felt? Okay, you know how you said that fucking Stone Cold should have never turned heel.
Yeah.
Okay, first let's get to the whys. Why were you opposed to it?
Because it never should have happened. If it isn't broke, don't fix it. It was going great. Nobody wanted him to turn heel. We already had Triple H as a top heel. Why are you turning Stone Cold Steve Austin to a heel? And not only that, Brock was going away for Hollywood. So there wasn't really a top babyface to go against Austin at that point. That's why it made no sense.
How did he turn heel? Remind us how he turned heel.
He turned heel by having Vince McMahon help him at WrestleMania against Rock.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
You know how bad that makes him look? First of all, he's beaten Rock a lot of times before this. So why does he need help doing this now?
Yes.
It's stupid. Well, anyway.
Well, you know, I think... And Stone Cold has said that he wanted to turn heel, did he not?
Yeah, he did, but he should have done it better. He doesn't even remember heel run.
Yeah.
If you ask him a question right now, is Do you remember your heel run? He says, I don't know. I forgot. Doesn't even remember it.
Yeah, I remember kicking myself in the ass for not being there at that pay-per-view. I was living in Dallas at the time. And
yeah.
I remember regretting not coming, but nevertheless I saw it on TV with everybody else. And yeah, it was a badass pay-per-view, but it was shocking. Yeah. So fucking yeah, man. Yep. I don't know, you know, if he would have never turned heel, that's the question, right? What if he never turned heel?
We're gonna keep doing what he always did. Be a badass.
Yeah, he would have just been a badass and continued on the way he was. And I mean, he's still that same badass now. That's what's fucked up, you know. Because then he had his fucking deal where he left, and then he came back just as the badass Stone Cold. And it never got explained or anything, right? Isn't that how it went down?
Yeah.
It should have never happened. It should have never happened. It was like unfinished business there.
Yeah. But enough about that. Let's go on to AEW Weekly.
Ah, yes. I'm dying to hear your report on this. What do you have for us? What is any new developments?
Yes. And the first televised match on the first televised show, the main event has been official. The Young Bucks and Kenny Omega will take on Chris Jericho and two mystery partners. Now, these two mystery partners might be new wrestlers that are debuting to the AEW. Maybe from Impact or maybe even from WWE. My guess, I know who these two are. I'm calling it right now. It's the fucking Revival. The Revival is going to show up in AEW.
Oh, fuck.
It's Revival and Jericho. It's Revival.
And what are they going to call themselves? Revivolution?
No, they're just going to keep calling themselves the Revival. But it's there. It's the Revival. It has to be the Revival. Because the Young Bucks are in this match with Kenny Omega. And Kenny and Jericho have been feuding. So it's going to be Jericho and Kenny and the Young Bucks against the Revival. It's the Revival.
Interesting.
Because look. The writing's there now. Revival are no longer our Raw champions, so that means there's nothing stopping them from going to AEW now. They're no longer our Raw champions.
They turned down 5-year deals.
Yeah.
Worth $550,000 a year each.
Yeah. We're going to finally get the Revival versus the Young Bucks. So that's it for AEW Weekly.
So how do you feel about now the Revival versus the Young Bloods?
I think the Revival are going to finally be themselves. I think we're going to finally see the best out of those bastards.
Wow.
That's what I think. We're going to finally see the best out of them. You know what I mean? But enough about that. It's time for the most important part, Minister. The part that we all been waiting for. Predictions.
Let me get my list. Boom, boom, boom.
No,
here it is.
No. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right. Name the matches, my brother.
Oh. Well, let's start, Drew Gulak? Hold on, let me
look.
All right.
Actually, I'll do it.
Okay, yeah. I was expecting you to do it. But, All right, go ahead. Yeah, go ahead.
I got to pull the card up first.
That's what
Here
I was doing.
Here we go.
That's what I was doing, yeah. We're not always perfect, but we do what we can.
All right, here we go. Drew Gulak versus Oney Lorgan for the WWE Cruiserweight Championship match.
I'm going to have to go with Drew Gulak.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Drew, too. Finn Balor versus The Fiend, Bray Wyatt.
I'm going to go with The Fiend.
All right.
You?
AJ Styles. I'm going to go with The Fiend, Bray Wyatt.
All right.
AJ Styles versus Ricochet for the United States Championship. I'm going to say Ricochet wins the title. Holy
That's
shit.
That's exactly what I said.
Yeah. Goldberg versus Dolph Ziggler. Goldberg.
Yes, Goldberg. Old fucking Berg wins.
Kevin Owens versus Shane McMahon. If Owens loses,
KO.
He will quit WWE. Yeah,
KO.
Yeah. The Fraud, Bayley versus Ember Moon. Bayley
wins.
Yeah.
Exactly what I have.
Charlotte Flair versus Trish Stratus. Charlotte.
Trish. Oh, hell.
Well, I'm saying Charlotte because this, they're saying that this is Trish's last match. So I pick Charlotte, you pick Trish.
Yeah. All right.
Kofi Kingston versus Randy Orton for the WWE Championship. I'm going to say Randy Orton.
Oh, hell. I'm going with Kofi. That's who I have, Kofi.
Okay.
I'm not changing my mind. I'm going with Kofi.
All right.
They're going to keep this fucking fraud going.
No. They better not. Not for Fox's ratings.
Just to fuck with you, they're going to keep this fucking farce of a fucking championship going. And that's all it is. It's a fucking sham. This fucking championship was doomed from the beginning.
Yeah.
And it's been on Kofi Kingston's fucking shoulders.
Yeah.
And frankly, he doesn't have the shoulders to carry it.
Yeah.
I hate to fucking say it. It should have been Big E.
Yeah. Xavier. Should have gotten it.
Yes. Oh, my God. He's the most charismatic. That would have been the best. That would have been the best. He could talk a lot of shit. That would have been great. But they chose fucking Kofi. And it's been a fucking sham, dude. The whole fucking... It's been a waste of a year. One of the reasons why I'm not watching right now. Not the main reason. The main reason is because it fucking sucks. They're trying to bring me back. They're trying to bring me back, though, with some of these extracurricular shit going on. Car accidents and shit. And I think they're luring me. They're luring me. And they don't have to necessarily put the title on RKO for them to get me back. But if Kofi's going to do something, he needs to fucking be convincing about it. That's the problem I have. He's not convincing to me.
Yeah. Becky Lynch versus Natalya for the Raw Women's Championship. I'm going to say Natalya because of the Montreal Screwjob. Becky's going to get screwed.
Oh, I got the man. Wait a minute. I don't even have this match. Hold on. Becky
Natalya
Lynch. Yeah,
Natalia's
I got the
Natalia's going to hit the sharpshooter. They're going to think Becky taps, but all in all, Montreal Screwjob, Natalia wins. And the last shit match, Brock versus Seth, the Universal Championship, I'm going to go with Seth Rollins.
I got Lesnar.
Oh, well, we'll see who wins.
How many matches? 1, 2, 3.
That was 10.
Wait.
It's 10.
I got 11, bro.
Wait, what? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
And I only got 9 from you. Okay, I got you down for Drew Gulak.
Wait, hold on. Let me count. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. It's 10, dude.
Oh, yeah, I already had the man. Okay, I already had the man. But still,
yeah.
I have you down for 9 picks, so where did I miss? I got you down for Gulak. I got you down for The Fiend, Ricochet, Oldberg, KO, Bailey, Charlotte, RKO, and Nat.
I said Seth Rollins.
Over who?
Lesnar.
Yes. Trolling.
There you go.
All right. Monday Night Rollins. What are you going to do when fucking... I hate to break it to you, bro. When Brock Lesnar fucking remains champion.
None. He's going to go away again. And there's nothing we can fucking do about it.
That's fucked up, bro. That is so fucked up. Here we are. Here we are in a position where the fucking championship has been just hijacked for multiple years now.
Yeah. Yeah. And by the way, it's a lose-lose situation because I don't like both of these guys.
I heard your fucking rant. And by the way, if you haven't heard it yet, you can go back and check it out. Christian's rant on Christian's family values on Seth Rollins. Damn, you tore into him.
Yeah. It's a lose-lose situation because nobody likes
Seth Rollins, bro.
Yeah.
How did he become boring?
It's because he's talking all this shit on the internet and his wrestling has become fucking boring. Fuck him. Fuck Seth Rollins. He's boring now.
Yeah, well, he's still the best they have, though. And what do you make of Finn Balor leaving? How long do you think he's going to be gone for?
2 months. But I don't care about him either. He could go away. All I care. He's a loser. He's a nobody. He's a fucking punk bitch.
And Ember Moon, what's going to happen to her? Jobberville?
Yeah. Go back to being insecure. Insecurity. Obscurity.
And you're saying that Natalia is going to win. Why do you think Natty's going to win?
Yeah.
Why?
Montreal Screwjob with the help of a returning Ronda Rousey.
Oh,
Rhonda's going to help Natalya win.
You know, I have a feeling that somebody's going to show up like that. In that particular match, no less.
Yeah. Well, all in all, that wraps up for Radio Renegades.
That's
see
it,
you all,
huh?
This is madness.
Yeah. See you all next Saturday, and we'll see who wins the predictions on Saturday. But until then, we have to see what happens on SummerSlam tomorrow. Minister, say goodnight to these motherfuckers.
Motherfuckers, good night, and you can listen to my new show. The new show on fucking World Generation Podcast Network. Taking
yeah.
the world by storm.
Yeah.
The Full Tilt Boogie Show. Check it out on Tuesdays. Go back and listen to this week's episode. It was a pretty good episode. Good stuff.
Yeah.
Man, it was all right.
Yeah.
Keep it real. Keep it heel. And as always, keep it sexy, motherfuckers, you filthy fucking rats.
Well, that wraps up Radio Renegades. I am your host, Christian from Philly. And I'm telling you now to keep it real, keep it healing. And as always, go fuck yourselves. Until then, good night, motherfuckers. Night, you fucking scums.
Bunch of bitches.
A presentation of the World Generation Podcast Network.